When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Sunbury Motors, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Peters Home Appliance Center, Platinum Sealands Grove, APW, Lackawanna College, Murray Motors, Carpet Man, W&L Subaru, Glick Incorporated, Mertz Meats. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
3 years for the Macy Meniere Tournament here at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. And in those 3 years, the Braves have been in the championship game a couple of times, but have not been able to win the tournament that they host. Tonight, they would like to change that here in the third year of this tournament. It is Shikellamy taking on a very big and very talented Hughesville team. Shikellamy Hughesville in the championship of the Macy Meniere Tournament. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie here for night number two of this one. And we got a little bit of a chance to see Hughesville last night against South Williamsport. And one of the things that stood out was a 6'6 junior, Carter Calburn. And that guy can really play some basketball and take up some space as well.
Yeah, he's big body too, Kevin. And I don't mean that in the sense that he's overweight. He's just solid. I mean, he looks like he'd be a great defensive end. Defensive tackle, could move with speed. Yeah, that's one thing the Braves are going to have to try to counter with. It'll be interesting to see who Coach Ziegler puts on Calburn, because he always puts Pfeiffer on the one of the bigger, better players. But I would think you're going to have to put something like Caden Upton on him, because Caden probably matches up the best as far as height and body style.
Well, last night the Braves put in 53 in the win over Greenwood, 53-45. By the way, Greenwood fell to South Williamsport moments ago, 43-36 in the consolation game here of the Macy Meniere Tournament. But the Braves starting a bunch of guys that really didn't see a whole lot of playing time last year at the varsity level. Leonard had a career-high varsity 7. Miller with a career-high 10 at the varsity level. Williams with a career-high 14. Hoffman with a career-high varsity 11. And Wallace with a career-high varsity 4 at 7 on the night. Still three Braves in double figures, but this is a team that can put four guys in double figures.
Exactly, Kevin. And, you know, a lot of times when you have you got all these kids that can put the ball in the basket, you think you don't have enough basketballs out there for them, but that's not the case. I watched them. They're in that first game that I saw. They're willing to hit the open person, and sometimes, you know, I like the fact that one of them would score points, and then next, you know, somebody else would get a run, and somebody else would get a run, so that, you know, the defense couldn't concentrate just on one person to block them out.
But Shikellamy cannot afford to have the third period they had last night against this Hughesville team, and the Braves really didn't shoot the ball very, very well. 44% from two-point land, 41% overall. It was kind of a frustrating night shooting the ball, especially early in that game.
Yeah, Johnny Pfeiffer didn't hit an outside shot until the third quarter, I believe, and it was a big three that he did hit. I was very interesting to hear what Coach Ziegler said after the game when Greenwood made that run and tied the game up. They called timeout, and he said, hey, you guys stopped running. You stopped doing what got you up to a 14-point lead or a 10-point lead, moving without the ball, moving your feet on defense, and they became spectators. And that happened lots of times last year, and they can't do that, especially tonight against a team that's going to be full-court pressure in your face all night long, and that's what Hughesville is going to do.
Well, they have a very animated and very talented head coach in Nick Tagliaferri. We talked about him last night. Tags has done a great job with the Hughesville team, and he was a heck of a player when he was here on the court as well. It is the championship game of the Macy Meniere Tournament. We'll head into the locker room with Coach Bill Ziegler when we return here on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Make your holidays more peaceful this year with knowing your family is traveling safely in a Subaru from WNL while you make a difference in your community during the Subaru Share the Love event.
When you get in a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of one of five charities, and WNL will personally match this donation.
Plus, right now we have interest rates as low as 1.9% on select new 2022 Subaru models, including the all-new Outback and Forester Wilderness Editions and Third Row Ascent Onyx Editions.
See us today off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 1-3-22. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
You're awfully jolly. What gives?
I just came from Mertz Meats. I'm in the best mood.
A butcher shop makes you festive? Seriously?
Hey, it's a family atmosphere with Nubby in the back slicing that famous ring bologna, old school feeling when you run into people from the neighborhood. I stocked up on bacon and scrapple for Christmas morning, ordered the turkey for the feast, and Delmonico's for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'm more of a seafood gal.
Haddock, clam, shrimp, Mertz Meats has it all. And their cheeses and dips are perfect for holiday parties.
You know, those Mertzes are all right.
Mertz Meats, Route 147 Norrie, right up the road from my other hangout. WNS Distributors.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and it's our big finish sales event all month long, and we're doing it big.
We are closing out all 2021 inventory with huge Black Friday discounts all month long.
Troy, we also have 0% financing on new 2022 Ram trucks. Now that's a huge deal. Plus, we have great deals on new inventory arriving daily.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Welcome back to Shikalimi. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Braves talking about last night's win. You had mentioned in the postgame third quarter was a quarter that just didn't go well. What changed from the third to the fourth quarter with what you did offensively and defensively?
Well, to be honest with you, we got a little tired. You know, our energy level was real high in the first half, and then, you know, anytime that you're playing the sport, sometimes you have that. It's tough to catch your second wind, and in the middle of the third quarter, we just seemed to step slower offensively and defensively, especially on our trap and press. And, you know, the first half, those passes were getting tipped or stolen. The second pass or second half, they were being completed. So, you know, back-to-back games, we're going to find out how big our heart is tonight.
Well, you're also going to see a big guy inside, too, in Calburn's at 6'6", and he had double figures last night. Matter of fact, three guys in double figures. How do you go about defending this team?
Yeah, he's a big boy. Not only is he 6'6", but he's, you know, at least 250 pounds, strong kid. So, you know, we want to try to force him to not shoot two-footers, to shoot five- or six-footers. And, you know, Heine's a real good slasher and penetrator. They also have, Bieber's the slasher penetrator. Heine's, you know, more the guy that can hit the outside and drive to the basket with both hands. So, you know, those are the big three that we have to worry tonight. Those are good.
Caden Hoffman had a really good game defensively and offensively, quite honestly, last night in his first one back in over a year. Is he going to be the guy that's going to probably match up against Calvert?
Yeah, well, it's not going to be just Caden, but Caden's going to start, has the starting assignment on him for sure. You know, when we sub, Trey Wallace and Caleb Cash are also bigger guys. So it's probably going to be more of a three-headed monster tonight on him.
You know, let's talk about Wallace off the bench. I thought he played really well. I thought he fit in well and made some great passes along the way to set guys up.
Yeah, yeah. Trey's doing a nice job for him. You know, we're trying to use Trey in situations where it benefits us a little bit more. You know, when, you know, a team like we're playing last night who has a center that is a pretty good runner, that's not Trey's game, but a center like tonight that's more of a bigger, wide body type guy, that's more of a, you know, a Trey Wallace type of game here. So I expect to see Trey with more minutes tonight.
Finally, last night we saw a rather up-tempo game, a lot of up and down the court. What do you expect to see against Hughesville?
Oh, I think it's going to be a lot of the same thing. They're going to press us. We're going to press them. And, you know, I think it's going to be helter-skelter at times. And I truly think the team that breaks the press tonight the most. And I think the team that after they break the press calms down and runs an offense and not, you know, just take the first shot available has the best chance of winning.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball, the main team in your tournament on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have five Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Sealands Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Game two of the Macy Meneer Tournament here for the Braves. And game four overall, the winner will have the championship banner. They have a banner for this one, Chief? I don't know.
No, they don't. That was the river tournament.
Yeah, that's
and
the
banner
I was thinking
used to go with
that.
You when
yeah.
you went home with it.
Well,
so.
The Braves have two of them hanging up here in the gym because they had the most wins. Whoever had the most wins in the 8 years the tournament banner would hang would get to keep it. And Shikellamy has one banner with, I think there's five of them on there. And then the other banner only has three, but Shikellamy had two of the three, so they get to keep both of them. Let's give you the starting lineups first for the Shikellamy Braves. It'll be Ryan Williams, the sophomore, the 5'9 guard, averaging 14, had 14 last night. You get into a habit. Averaging 14, but he only had one game in under his belt. Cameron Leonard, the sophomore, a 5'10 guard, had 7 last night. Scott Miller is the senior at guard. He's a 5'11 senior with 10 points last night. John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 senior guard, with 7 last night. And Hoffman, Caden Hoffman, the 6'2 senior forward, had 11 last night, second on the team overall. For Hughesville, it'll be Josh Heine, led the way with 17 a night ago. He is a 6'1 junior. 6'1 junior guard Luke Kaiser, has three last night. Dylan Bieber with 11 a night ago. Bieber, a 6'3 junior forward. Carter Calvern, we talked about him moments ago, the 6'6 junior at center, had a game-high 18 last night. And Cam Fetterman will be in the game. Fetterman, a 5'9 junior at guard, had 4 last night. As we mentioned, Braves shooting 50% from the free throw line, 44% from two-point land last night, 31 outside the arc, 41 overall, and the Braves saw Williams lead the way in steals and assists. Hoffman with rebounds and steals. Leonard with points off turnovers, and Miller leading the way in blocks with two. So there you have it, the starting lineups here in game number two for the 1-0 Shikellamy Braves and the 1-0 Hughesville Spartans. When we return, it'll be the opening tip on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 is right around the corner, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Starting lineups being introduced as we speak for the visiting Hughesville Spartans. They'll be in their all-black uniforms, white trim, and the Hunter Green numerals and lettering across the front. Braves will be in their home white uniforms for the final time until, well, pretty much New Year's. Braves will not be back in the fieldhouse until the Christmas break. The Braves will be in their home white uniforms with maroon trim, navy blue numerals and uniforms, or navy blue uniform lettering and numerals, and being introduced once again as the defending District 4-6 champions from last year. No changes in the starting lineup the way we have seen them, the way they were announced here tonight. Chief, the biggest key of this game, if you're Shikellamy, is
handle the pressure, handle the full court pressure. You know, your guards are going to run into situations where they're probably going to get double teamed, and you know, people are going to be right up in their face, and it's going to be a challenge for the guys out front. It really will be. And we watched them last night. They overplay on defense. They move their feet well. They get into passing lanes. These are all good signs of an excellent defensive team. And Hughesville's going to be a challenge, a very big challenge to the Braves tonight.
Well, I think Hughesville's key is going to be trying to get Shikellamy frustrated and not be able to move the ball up as quickly as they want, and then make that first shot one that is not a high-quality shot. And Bill Ziegler talked about that.
Well, we watch a lot of times on full-court pressure, you beat the press, you get past the half-court line, and then you end up doing something normally out of character. Either you don't run your offense properly, or you shoot the ball too quickly. You know, you get the ball down. You know, it's amazing how somebody that's, if the other team's playing at a fast pace, you almost try to play at that same fast pace, and sometimes you can't. You got to play your speed.
Calvert will be at the center circle for Hughesville to get things going here. And Shikalami will put Cade Hoffman there. Hoffman giving up a couple of inches there. Hoffman checking in at 6'4".
Well, John Pfeiffer's going to
jump center. Actually, 6'2".
John Pfeiffer's going to jump center.
And you're right. It is going to be Pfeiffer instead. I'll correct that. And he's given up about 4 inches as well. And the ball is in the hands of the official in the air, tipped by a...
Nobody hit it.
Actually, I was going to say, I thought it was tipped, and then it wasn't. You're right. So we're going to do it all over again. And the ball in the air once again, and that one is slapped out by Calburn into the
almost
backcourt.
And
almost out of bounds is right before Kaiser picked it up.
Made Kaiser do a little bit of hustle to get to that ball.
I believe we do have one change in the starting lineup here. It is going to be...
Calburn goes down the right side. Nobody stayed with him when they did a little switch, and he had a just had a great look at the basket.
And leaning in with a running one-hander is Leonard. That one didn't go. Calvert with a rebound. He'll outlet now to Bieber. Bieber will give it off to the right side. They'll swing it around to Calvert, top of the key. 2-0 in favor of Hughesville. And the drive now stolen away by Williams. Williams will lob it out to Leonard. Leonard goes up. Too short. Put back. No good by Miller. And Hughesville's Calvert comes down with another big rebound.
Yeah. Not going to get away with missing easy shots against Hughesville. And there's a foul on the drive.
Kaiser driving in the baseline, gets the bucket, and will go to the line.
Well, Ryan Williams did a nice job of stripping the ball off of number 20, Nick Travoles, okay, who got down and basically was going to get a layup if he didn't do that. And this time, though, the foul is called on number 10, and that's going to be Scott Miller's first foul.
Travolins is the change in the lineup that we were not expecting here tonight.
You didn't even have him in the book.
I did not. I don't think he, I'm not, he might have gotten in yesterday. I just didn't see it. Williams with the basketball into the paint, bounces it into Miller. Miller loses it. It's stolen away by Kaiser, but Kaiser lands on the baseline with his foot. It'll be Shikalami basketball. With 6:55 to go in the first, 5-0 Hughesville.
Nice bounce pass by Ryan Williams to get the ball in on the back door. Just couldn't handle it.
On the give back to Leonard. Leonard will drive the baseline, send it out, and weave his way to Williams. Williams back to Leonard in the corner. Three off the window, no good. Slapped down by Calvert. Three big rebounds already. There's the outlet to Heine, and he lays it up and in. 7 unanswered for Hughesville to start this one off. Coming up the sideline now is Leonard. Runs into a double team. Finds Pfeiffer on the far side. Pfeiffer from the low box throws one up. No good.
That's
big
a good
rebound
way to put
again.
It. Throws. That's what the Braves have done so far. They've just been throwing the ball instead of shooting it.
Calvert again with a rebound.
Kevin, remember I talked about playing at the other team's pace? The Braves are doing that. Everything seems to be hurried.
Over to the right wing now. It's Bieber. Three-pointer from the near wing. 10-0 Hughesville, and that's going to make Bill Ziegler take a timeout.
Think about every offensive set the Braves had. They didn't really run too many sets, but they had some good looks. They had layups. That same problem last night. It goes off the opposite side of the basket. It hits the rim, spins around. I know that last time down there they had two shots inside, but the guys were trying to tap the ball up, and I can understand that because they were a couple of guys among some pretty tall players from Hughesville, and they were trying to get that ball up quickly. Braves make half of those shots, Kevin. It's 10-10.
Well, and Calvert, Carter Calvert, has had three big rebounds already on the defensive side.
Well, that defensive rebound he had just a while ago was enough to scare everybody to go home.
Pfeiffer now will inbound, and that time Calvert taps it out in front of Boston.
That's what I mean about this defense. They get in the passing lane, they overplay. You got to go towards every pass. Every pass that's thrown to you, you got to move towards it.
6:01 to go here in the first period. 10-0 Hughesville right out of the gate here in the Macy Manier Championship game. That time the Braves get the inbound going, and they'll attack the basket to our left. Pfeiffer between the circles, goes down low to Williams. Williams has to back out, double team. Leonard, far wing, three, good! And the Braves are off the snide.
Well, Cam is a scorer, Kevin, and they needed that three to get that big goose egg off the scoreboard for him.
They'll send it into Calvert. Calvert goes over top of Hoffman. Hoffman distracts him enough, missed it, got the loose ball. Picked up and thrown to Leonard. Leonard now goes to Williams, top of the key. Back to Leonard on the far wing. Leonard working to the left, and a reach-in foul coming.
Boy,
on Heine.
I thought they were going to get Cam with a push-off with that
I
elbow.
I did, too.
And they gave it to number 14, which would have been Josh. Is it Haney?
Coach Ziegler said it was Heine.
Heine. Like Heine Wine on the Bob and Tom Show.
There you go. 7-point differential. And Williams down with the basketball finds Hoffman, far corner three. Good! Back-to-back three-point shots. Make it a now 4-point game with 5:05 to go in the first.
They're playing a matchup zone, Huseville is, and the Braves are going to get those outside shots.
Good penetration there on the baseline move. They found Calvert, but he missed the shot. Here comes Williams the other way. 3-on-2 comes up short. Jump ball called as it is Miller tying up Beaver, and the Braves have the possession arrow.
Well, Ryan Williams basically got that loose ball down here, went the length of the court, got in there pretty deep, and, you know, he got blocked by their rim. But Scotty Miller hustling tied him up, and Braves have possession.
Leonard with the basketball at the foul line. Turns around, takes the shot, too long. Big rebound by Williams out of nowhere. Loses it, gets it back. Finds Hoffman, far wing, three, too long. Tip out, and no, it's controlled by Heine instead. And he'll get the ball back, lose it in the backcourt with 4:30 to go. Braves down by four. Bieber with it. Williams with a steal on the pass and a foul coming on Fetterman. 4:26 left here in the first. And team foul number two for Hughesville.
I was a little worried about Ryan playing against these guards like this. But so far, my fears have been all for naught because he's played very well. He's got a couple of rebounds going in from his guard position. He just stole that ball. He's gotten the ball down the court very, very nicely.
Trevor Lentz, Wolcock, and King into the game now for Hughesville. Williams goes in, finds Hoffman near wing three, a little bit too far to the left. Tip around, controlled by Wolcock. 10-6, 4:05 to go first period. Hughesville on top with the basketball.
They got to look for some inside shots, Kevin.
They'll get it in now. And looking at Wolcock, they'll kick it back out. Around the right wing now to Fetterman. Fetterman has it stolen away by Williams again. Williams with two steals in three possessions. Driving in, forces one up, no good. Right there to put it back is Hoffman. Can't get it to go. At the foul line, another miss for Leonard. Third time, fourth time now a miss for Miller.
Scotty Miller had a board and missed it.
And back the other way, a miss by Wolcott. And Pfeiffer distracts Wolcock or make that Trevor Lads again.
And the Braves are staying right with Hughesville in their quickness.
Hoffman three, rimmed out and right back in. And it's a 1-point game on three threes for Shikellamy. And a whistle underneath the basket.
Looks like we're going to have some type of foul.
Well, is that going to nullify the three?
No, it will not. It'll be Shikellamy's
ball.
And
it does. You're right. It does count. And Shikellamy will have it underneath their own basket after the three.
Yeah, Nick Trevor looks going to be called for the foul, Kevin. And the way the official was moving his elbow, it looked like he was basically probably, you know, using that elbow as to move people around.
Bruno in the game. That one Hoffman on the low box. Missed the shot again. Loose ball on the floor, rolling around. Williams comes up with it. Now gives it to Hoffman. Hoffman in trouble. He bounces it to Williams with 3:09 to go.
Relax here. Send your off. Set it up.
They're going to get Calvert back in the game here at the next stoppage. Williams on the far wing underneath Hoffman. Turned around, put it in. Shikellamy is now gone with 11 unanswered, taking the lead 11-10.
Caden up with a nice back cut down the baseline, and Ryan Williams hits him, and he gets the easy bucket.
There's a running one-hander. Back iron by Beaver. No good. Picked up by Bruno. Bruno gets his first loose ball of the season, I believe. Hoffman runs the baseline, takes a jumper, and he'll go to the line.
Well, right now, the Braves are playing with the intensity that Hughesville played against South Williamsport. During the season, I'm going to say I don't know if the Braves can stay with the team because they're making liars out of me right now, Kevin.
Well, a timeout, I believe, by Shikellamy, I think.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I actually didn't see it.
I think
Wolcott,
it's
by the way, commits the foul. That'll be team foul number four on Hughesville, trailing it now 11-10. Went out to a 10-0 run. Shikellamy with three big threes. Now out to an 11-0 run themselves. Lead it by one.
They're playing very well. There are some things that aren't going well for them. For example, some of the inside shots they're taking. But they're doing a nice job of getting the ball up court and another great job of making things difficult for Hughesville when they have the ball at their end of the court. They've had a couple of steals, and now Hughesville seems to be rushing some of their shots, Kev.
Hoffman has not been to the line so far this year. This will be his first attempt, and it is in and out, no good.
Did they take that? He's getting two shots.
He is two shots.
Oh, yeah,
he was
right,
in the act of shooting, yes. And they're waiting because getting ready to come in is Wallace. He'll come in for the shooter. And Hoffman tries to make the second, and he does. So Wallace will come in for Hoffman now with a two-point Shikellamy lead with 2:35 to go in the first. 12-10, Shikellamy on top.
Braves with a little full-court pressure here. A very, very soft trap offense just to slow them down a little bit.
Wolcock has the ball. Now they'll get it away. And get it into the half court. Three-pointer, far side, King. Bang! And now Hughesville takes the lead by one. And there's a good aggressive play for Hughesville. They get the steal. And coming in for the two and making it is
Nick Trevoldis. Trevor Leeds. Well, just like that, it goes from a one-point Shikellamy lead to a three-point lead by Hughesville. 15-12 with 1:57 to go here in the first quarter.
Quick turnaround on 4 points after the turnover.
You know, they picked up their defense. Hughesville has. Playing much tougher.
Wallace tries to find Miller on the baseline. It's stolen away. Hughesville now with a basketball. Trevor Leeds will drive in and a whistle.
He will
get called for the travel as Heine comes back in the game.
You know, Kevin, every once in a while I wonder, it seems like there's many more arms and legs out there to get in the way of your passes when they hustle on defense like that.
Kaiser also coming in the game. He'll come in for King. And now Pfeiffer ready to inbound it again. Full court man as Hoffman gets it, gives it back to Pfeiffer. Three-point game. Hughesville on top, 15-12, minute 30 remaining. As these two teams battle it out here in the championship game in the Macy Manier Tournament. Driving on the right side is Pfeiffer. Three-pointer, Williams! And that's four from downtown for the Braves. 15-all as Heine comes in, runs into trouble, finds Calvert. He will kick it back out to the top of the key. Far side, head fake, jumper, well off the mark that time by Fenstermacher. Fighting for it is Williams. And
Trey.
It will be off of Calvert.
Wallace did a nice job of screening out Calvert, but I would have tried to pick that ball up, Kevin, instead of waiting for it to go out of bounds. But anyway, good job by Trey hustling to keep Hughesville at one shot.
1 minute remaining. Pfeiffer with the basketball will drive in, get the scoop, can't get it to drop, but he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Boy, that one looked like he just got enough English on it, and it just hit the back of the iron and rolled right off the front from that hitting the back iron.
You know, you just had a feeling that when John got that ball, the way he was moving towards the basket, that he was going to take it to the hoop, and he did. And the foul is on Kaiser. That's his first.
James fifth. Pfeiffer makes the first. He was 2 of 3 last night in the win. 51.7 to go here in the first period. Shikellamy up by a single point. As the Phil Lockup Gymnasium goes silent, he goes long. Good box out by Heine. Took care of Pfeiffer and had no chance.
That's a great example of boxing out the shooter. Sometimes they forget to do that.
Top of the key, deep three from Heine. Oh, he rattled it around from Route 11. 18-16, and a whistle will bring Shikellamy with a foul this time.
Ryan Williams used a little bit of speed there to get ahead of number 23, which would have been Jeff Fenstermacher. And Fenstermacher, when he caught up to him, fouled him.
Actually, I'm sorry. I think I said it was on Shikellamy. It is on Hughesville. Fenstermacher picks up his first, team sixth already. There's all alone under the basket, but missing the bunny is Williams. Oh, my. Hoffman hit him, and nobody saw the door wide open, that's flapping in the breeze.
Same play they ran after a timeout in the fourth quarter to get Williams open on basically the baseline. And maybe Ryan thought that there's some big guy around there. But, you know, he was a little farther underneath the basket.
Just couldn't get it over the rim. And a good job of getting it underneath to Kaiser, and a foul on Hoffman.
Well, Caden's pleading his case, but it's not going to work.
No, and I think it was a good call underneath. I think he got him with the body there underneath.
Well, I was blocked out. You know, we got to get the officials to keep.
They need to be in different positions.
Exactly.
Kaiser's first free throw of the season is a good one.
That's his second.
His second free throw of the season is a good one.
Because he made the first one.
I forgot he was there. He wasn't there last night. He did not get
to the
get to the free throw line last night. But he's perfect here today.
As they say in Colmout, he's tree for tree.
Tree for tree. 20-16 with under 10 remaining here in the first. Pfeiffer with it. And for an offensive foul moving screen.
I strongly disagree with that. I thought Walls did a nice job of setting the screen and did not move. But that's one that I heard, Kev, is going to be a point of emphasis.
It is
this
definitely
year.
One they're looking for. So inbounding at the half court will be Bieber with 7.4 to go and a four-point lead.
One of the coaches is talking to Trey. He must have been moving.
On the far side, a three at the buzzer by Kaiser is no good. So after the first 8 minutes and a big score on the board already, it's Hughesville 20, Shikellamy 16, and they're hitting them from downtown tonight on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Make your holidays more peaceful this year with knowing your family is traveling safely in a Subaru from WNL while you make a difference in your community during the Subaru Share the Love event.
When you get in a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of one of five charities, and WNL will personally match this donation.
Plus, right now we have interest rates as low as 1.9% on select new 2022 Subaru models, including the all-new Outback and Forester Wilderness Editions and Third Row Ascent Onyx Editions.
See us today off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 1-3-22. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Second period just about ready to start, and there's the buzzer to get everybody out of the huddles. 20-16 in favor of Hughesville.
Well, I've seen a lot of offense here, Kevin, and a lot of three-point shots, which most times is the favorite of the fans.
Well, there's been a lot of them on the Shikellamy side for a team that has struggled from three-point land for about a year and a game.
There's seven three-point shots so far to Kevin. The Braves have four, and
Braves have
South
four.
Hughesville has three.
Shikellamy will get the ball to start the second half, the second period. And Williams will get it in the backcourt. Williams will find Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will put the ball on the floor, go between the circles, run right to the baseline, puts it up off the window with a nice little finger roll.
Boy, great body control by John when he went down that right lane. And just a nice job of making the shot.
All alone under the basket is Calvert, and he got blocked from behind by Williams.
Ryan Williams blocked it.
Pfeiffer got there late, made him stop, and Williams slapped it away.
I have no idea why he stopped, you know, but he did. And Ryan gets the block, and Miller gets the steal.
Leonard with the basketball now. He will start in, take a runner, and can't get it to go, but he'll get two from the line.
Well, Nick Trevelides doesn't believe that he fouled him. He's, you know, that's one of those deals, you know, that sometimes they let you ride the person all the way down, but, you know, that what they called the foul. I mean, that's
actually, they called it on Heine. That'll be his second.
Oh, they did call it on Heine.
And now a seven foul number on the board for Hughesville. By the way, that one is good for Leonard, who did not get a free throw opportunity last night. And this is his first attempt here of the season. Well, second now. And he is two for two. That would be 100%, Chief.
Very good.
20 all here in the second period, and trouble for King. King got rid of it, though. Calvert comes up with it, starts in. Now they'll try a three-pointer from the corner, and it's good! Trevor Leeds gets that one from the near corner for three, and the bombs are just loading up. Shikellamy with the basketball now, down by three. With a minute 10 gone by here in the second. Williams with it, loses it, gets the, tries to make the save, goes into the hands of Bieber. Bieber goes all the way in, and it rattles around and down.
Well, now they're a five-point lead here, and again, Houston doing a nice job of doing a lot of pressure on them, Braves.
Hoffman with a deep, long two, no good, tipped out of bounds, and it will be
Houston
basketball, indeed. Houston will send Wolcott back into the game now for Calvert. Also coming back in is King. And it looks like they're going to bring Kaiser back in. Five-point lead for Hughesville. 6:23 to go here in the second. Hughesville with the basketball. They'll send it around. Pass is tipped. Comes up into Hoffman's hands. Hoffman will outlet to Miller. Miller at the foul line. He'll go in off the window. Too hard. Rebound by number three, Wolcott. Over to the right side, open three, Kaiser, missed it a little long. Backside rebound, Williams, quickly back the other way.
Nice
passing
pass.
It in, all alone underneath is Miller. And Miller will take the two and make it a three-point game.
Scotty did a nice job of getting to the basket, but what a great pass by Ryan Williams on the bounce pass. He hit him right in stride, and he makes the layup.
Three-pointer from the far wing is no good. Long rebound, rolls right out to Bieber. Bieber will send it back to the right wing. He'll go all the way to the right side and firing it up. No good. Is Trevier leads.
Leonard with the rebound.
And here comes Leonard driving in and will draw the foul. This will be a 1-1, as that will be foul number 8.
1-1. That's Trevor Leeds' second foul now, Kev.
So Trevor Leeds will come out now. And Heine will be in the game as well as Fetterman.
You know, as much pressure as Hughesville puts on the Braves are giving it right back, Kev. He misses the front end of the 1-1.
And it is a big miss, too. Wolcott with it.
Yep.
Three-point game for Hughesville in the lead with 5:17 to go in the half. Now running the baseline is Fetterman. Fetterman will dish it off the opposite way to King, and King will make it a five-point lead.
There was nobody got up and challenged King's shot.
Williams now bringing it up, bounces it in. Miller runs in the baseline, no good. Runs amongst the trees, rebound for Hughesville. They'll outlet now to the far wing. Now going to the baseline and getting trapped. Underneath, they find King. King lays it up and in. And I believe a whistle after the play, after the back bucket. So Hughesville gets a delay warning.
They hit the ball
for slapping the ball.
And a lot of times it's not on purpose. It just happens.
Right. It just ends up happening. 29-22, seven unanswered now for Hughesville. Actually, nine. Now that they were behind at one point when the run started. And that is a three-point shot from Leonard. It was close on the far wing, but his foot had a little gap behind the stripe. Four-point game now with 4:25 to go. Deep three. That one no good by Bieber. Leonard now brings it back with a three-on-three right to the bucket. Comes up short. Rebound on the backside. A loose ball by Bieber. Bieber will dish it off now to King. And they'll send it into the corner to Fetterman. Fetterman underneath and a foul.
No, he stepped on the baseline.
Wow. 29-25 with 4:07 to go and a timeout. This one is a full timeout by Hughesville.
Kevin, to be a good play-by-play man, you can't anticipate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That tip brought to you by. And this is Shikellamy Braves basketball. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
You're right. It was a good Carly Simon song, but it's not a good thing if you're the play-by-play guy anticipate.
Podcast, we'll have to do a special on anticipation.
Didn't they play that? Didn't they use that in a Heinz ketchup commercial?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think I saw that on the ABC throwback night with Facts of Life and Different Strokes. They did a lot of throwback commercials. Williams now bringing it up across the line. He will drive in, fake the pass, go to the bucket, and go to the line.
You know, Ryan just pushes the issue. He just push, all right, and he's got the defender going backwards, and if he goes far enough, he's going to run into him, and it's going to be a foul on the defender. That's Wilcox's second foul.
Team foul number 9 for Hughesville, 3 for Shikellamy. Williams with a high arcing free throw, drops it in. He was 3 for 5 last night, now 4 of 6 on the season.
67%.
I'll leave that one up to you. I couldn't figure that one out quick enough.
Two-thirds.
And that one off the back iron, no good. Good box out, though, by Fenstermacher to box out the shooter and get the rebound. Now Hughesville with the basketball. Fenstermacher has it and a three-point lead. They get it inside to Calvert. He has to kick it back out.
Yeah,
Braves in a Braves look like they're in a zone.
No, they're playing man-to-man.
Oh, for a minute there, it looked like zone the way Hoffman was staying back a little bit. But now Calvert's coming in on him. Goes right to the baseline, puts it up and in. Good move for the big man. 31-26. Hughesville leads 3:25 to go.
I call that a bully move because he just bullied his way in there. I thought Kane did a nice job until the very end.
Here comes Leonard driving in.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you, Chief. I don't even know how to describe that because I don't even know how he got it. He looked like he was off balance.
It's a sky hook by a guy that's not 7'1", all right?
He's like running around the paint and then lobs it up there. And a foul. This one, I believe, is going to be on Miller. No?
No,
actually, they're
going
to put it on Hoffman.
Yeah, Caden trying to keep him out of the paint. Probably did a little bit of pushing. You see, now Hughesville's trying to go to the big guy, trying to force things in there. And now Trey Walsh is going to have to come in and take care of things.
Right, because that's 2 on Hoffman now. Hughesville with the basketball with 3 minutes remaining in the half. Top of the key 3 for Bieber. Well off the mark. Barely hit the backboard. And a foul coming.
It's going to be on number 35. Kevin, I think, who shot that last three-point shot?
Bieber.
He walks every time. Watch him. He takes a hop, and then he shoots, all right? And he doesn't put the ball on the floor.
Now, that is a foul that all the way, they will take it all the way to the other end of the court, and we are in a two-shot foul situation, the double bonus, if you will.
Well, Cam's 2 for 3 tonight. He's going to get 2 shots here. So far, Kevin, he's got 10 points here in the first half.
Leonard ready to go with 2:55 to go here in the half. The lefty missed the first one. Still a three-point game.
These foul shots now in this first half, they're so crucial.
Oh, my goodness,
we'll forget about them in the second half, but we will not forget the score.
That one is good. Makes it a two-point game, 31-29. 2:55 to go in this back-and-forth battle here in the Macy Manier Championship game. Hughesville with a basketball. They'll find Calvert, who works his way on Wallace, and Wallace will pick up the foul.
Trey did a nice job. He bodied up against him. I don't know if you saw Cal burn with that arm, but he shoved him and got him off stride a little bit. I can't believe he wasn't shooting. He was passing the ball.
Calvert will be shooting, and he is 2 for 4 coming into tonight's game. And that one is no good.
Doesn't help that he's shooting in front of the Shikellamy student section.
It is not a huge student section.
But they're very vocal.
But they are animated.
They're very vocal.
That one is good. And then a fight underneath the basket. And I believe this one might actually be Bieber that takes out Pfeiffer. No, they're going to call it on Leonard. I missed that one. Yeah, he wasn't one of the two guys on the floor even.
But that gives Hughesville the ball back again.
Saw that happen earlier in favor of Shikellamy. Here comes Bieber over to the right side. Firing it up now for 3 is Heine. Got it! And that was a big 3 from the near wing that makes it a 6-point game with 2:30 to go in the half.
Braves need a score here, Kevin. They can't afford not to get something on this offensive set.
Got to get a good look. And there's the throw from the hip by Leonard. No good.
Good
board. And Wallace gets the rebound, puts it up, and we'll go to the line. And the animated coach, Tagliaferri, is frustrated with the play underneath.
Well, Coach Tagliaferri is telling everybody who's a big man what they hear when they move that foul. He swings at the ball. He says, go straight up. He's a big guy. He ought to know that's hard to do.
Yeah. Wallace, who had his first attempt, just barely hit the front of the rim there as John L. Bruno comes into the game for number four, Leonard. 2:20 to go in the half, 35-29, Hughesville on top. Wallace, second opportunity, back iron, no good. Big rebound by Calvert. And he will find all alone under the basket, Fetterman, and a whistle.
Foul's going to be on Ryan Williams. Ryan thought he had a clean block, so does everybody in the stands. But again, it doesn't matter, all right?
Everybody in the stands didn't have the whistle.
The guy with the whistle in his mouth, all right? That's going to put number 55 on the line. Cam Fetterman.
4 for 4 last night in the win over South Williamsport, who, by the way, won the consolation game over Greenwood. And his perfect season will come to an end there. 35-29, 2:14 remaining in a very long second period. Fetterman ready to go again. That one missed everything.
No, it hit the front of the rim.
Did it hit the rim?
Down.
Boy,
yeah.
It didn't hit it by much. It did save the paint. Here comes Piper. Off the window and in, and he'll draw the foul as well.
But you know what's even more important is that's the second foul on number 54, Carter Calburn. You know what? That looks like Calburn to me, but it's Coburn.
I did not get that either, so. My apologies for messing
and
that
gonna,
up.
He's going to have to come out. They don't want him to get a third foul with 2 minutes to go. That evens things up a little bit with him and Huffman out at the same time. Coburn, like the city, the town, Penns Creek, off 45.
Coburn. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You can use that.
And he makes a three-point play for Pfeiffer. Makes it a three-point game, 35-32 with 2:04 to go.
Yes.
And
John thought he had a steal, Kev, but he didn't.
But he didn't, and then it got a little bit physical.
1-1 for
Pfeiffer picks up number one, and you're right, that is team foul number 8. That will send Bieber to the line, who did not get to the line last night. And this will be his first opportunity from said line. And that one is good.
Well, Dylan has 6 points now as he makes the front end of that one-on-one. 2:03 to go here in the second quarter. It's still a lot of time to play.
This has been a very, very slow period. And that one is good, too. 37-32, back to 5 as Hoffman ready to come in now for Wallace.
Interesting that Caden's back in. He can't get that third foul, though.
Bruno in the game, brought it back up to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer leans his shoulder in, goes off the window, no good, and it will be out of bounds off of Shikalimi. As Williams is ready to come back in, Wallace is coming in, so Hoffman will sit out, and Bruno will
sit
out.
I see what Coach
Ziegler's doing. Offense-defense change.
Offense-defense, all right. Let Caden play offense, let Trey play defense. You know, John kind of shot-putted that layup.
Fence to Mocker now, gives it off to Bieber outside the arc on the far side, attacking the basket to our right. King almost travels on that one. They go to Bieber. Far wing three, overshot the basket, and Williams picked it up. Outlet to Pfeiffer. He outmuscled the Hughesville player for it, King. Here comes Leonard running the baseline, lays it up and in. 37-34, minute 20 to go in the half.
You couldn't explain it any better. That was a run in the baseline runner.
Driving in on his own this time is Heine. That one rolls in.
Yeah.
That's a big response.
These kids are getting a little bit of height, a little bit of altitude on
elevation.
These layups.
Elevation. 39-34, Williams with the basketball to Leonard on the far side. Finds the baseline open again, goes up, missed it. Got his own rebound on the floor and was fouled on the floor.
That's Scotty Miller.
You're right, that is Miller, Mike.
You got to look at the haircuts. Leonard's got a little bit going down the backside. Scotty's got everything up on top curl, all right?
Yeah, the hair color's close. Miller's a little bit lighter. They're both about the same size.
Scotty,
but I've seen Leonard run the baseline so many times that way. Well, I just made it automatic.
There's two digits on the back of Scotty's jersey.
Yes.
Get in there.
Bounce off the back, and then drops off the front. That almost hit the clock.
One, two.
Bruno ready
three,
to come
four.
In for the
That's
shooter.
Five missed layups for the Braves here in this first half.
54 seconds remaining in a five-point game, and it will be now a four-point game, 39-35. Hughesville leading as now Miller will come out, and Jamal Bruno will come in. So under a minute to go, Hughesville will push the ball up with Kaiser. Kaiser gives it off to Beaver. Beaver at the foul line, goes to Kaiser near corner. Near wing Beaver driving in, puts it in, and right over top of Piper.
That kid can play. He's got a good outside shot, and he can dribble, penetrate, and score.
Lob in for Williams, tipped William, or Wallace, rather, and Wallace gets it. Bruno will kick it out now to Williams. 27 seconds to go. Near side, Leonard, deep three, almost threw that up from out of bounds and just missed it. Loose ball picked up there by Fenstermacher. 16 seconds remaining, and Pfeiffer will commit the foul.
John didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
Kevin.
That's not the foul. That's foul number two at a time where you really, really didn't want to see it. Come
and
on.
We have a one-and-one situation here, too.
Hoffman ready to come in now. He'll come in for Pfeiffer. 13.2 to go and a 41-35 lead. Shikalemi with the possession arrow here in this second period, inching to halftime. And I mean inching. Beaver is good. That will make it a seven-point game. Remember, Hughesville started with a 10-0 run.
I want you to watch the bend, the elbow, push and shoot. Beaver does it perfect. He's got just a great release.
Three bounces and short. And a rebound by Hoffman. 11 seconds remaining. 7-point differential. Williams is trying to push it up. They're going to defend him at the half court. He'll find all open Hoffman underneath the tip. Offensive foul! That's going to be on Williams.
Ryan, that's his Ryan Williams' second foul. Well, 1.3 seconds. You think you ought to put a little bit of pressure on him here.
And
Caleb Cashner.
Caleb Cashner will come in now for the first time this year for Wallace. 1.3 to go.
Caleb playing defense on football.
Beaver turns around, throws up a half-court shot, and he banked it off the square and in. He hit it from near side, half-court, turned around, fired it up, and it goes right dead center. Off the backboard and in to make it a 10-point Hughesville lead at the half. 30-45-35, Hughesville on top. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting app.
You're awfully jolly. What gives?
I just came from Mertz Meats. I'm in the best mood.
A butcher shop makes you festive? Seriously?
Hey, it's a family atmosphere with Nubby in the back slicing that famous ring bologna, old school feeling when you run into people from the neighborhood. I stocked up on bacon and scrapple for Christmas morning, ordered the turkey for the feast, and Delmonico's for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'm more of a seafood gal.
Haddock, clam, shrimp, Mertz Meats has it all. And their cheeses and dips are perfect for holiday parties.
You know, those Mertzes are all right.
Mertz Meats, Route 147 Nori, right up the road from my other hangout. WNS Distributors.
Cole's Stonyhill Tree Farm is giving their customers the convenience of pre-cut Christmas trees. They're taking the stress and strain of the walk to help you have more time for the decorations. Yes, decorations. Choose a pre-cut tree at Kohl's, then go inside the shop and choose from thousands of ornaments and decorations for your trimming of your tree. Time is flying, so stop into Kohl's today so you can be ready for the holidays. Keep the tradition alive at Cole's Stonyhill Tree Farm, Mexico Road in Milton.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside."
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
A half-court highlight shot for three makes it a 45-35 lead as Dylan Beaver, who had 11 last night, was well defended at the half-court line right in front of us, as a matter of fact, on the near side, kind of turns around, fires one up, and it hits dead center in the square and bounces it right off the square and right through the hoop for a 45-35
lead. Well,
Dylan
Beaver could do that. You and I, it probably would have ended up.
It wouldn't even have made the foul line.
Well, we might have made it up. We might have made it up on top of the basket.
You are very kind.
You know what? When things happen like that, you're just watching the ball and says, it's halfway down. That's going to go in. And it did.
Wow.
I mean, and this, folks, he had to have the right angle on the glass from half court. Metal Lark Lemon, eat your heart out.
Well, wow. After 20 in the first period, Hughesville popped in 25 in the second. Shikalimi at 16 and 19. You have 16 and 19 in the first half. You're thinking you're in good shape.
In a normal situation, the Braves would be happy with 35 points here. You know, I didn't add up the scores yet, but it looks like Dylan Beaver with 6, 10, 13 points here in the first half is leading the scores for Hughesville. But Josh Heine has 10. And everybody else, you know, Landon King had got those two layups back-to-back for giving him 7. Nick Travolis has 5. The big guy, Carter Coburn, has 5. And don't forget Luke Kaiser, he has 5. So they've been spreading the wealth around a little bit.
Cam Leonard has done a great job today. He's 3 for 5 from the line, 13 points, including 2 three-pointers.
Yeah, he's having a good night. And Caden Huffman started the night out great with 9 points in the first quarter, but he's been hampered with a foul situation here in the second quarter.
Hughesville jumped out to a 10-0 lead, and Shikalimi fired in 4 straight three-pointers to take, and then got one from the line to take an 11-10 lead then. And that was the last time the Braves have led, but they are now with the biggest deficit since the opening minutes of the game, 45-35, and Hughesville doing it, playing very aggressively on the offensive side.
Yeah, you know what? I was coming into this game not knowing if the Braves' athleticism was going to keep up with Hughesville, but it is. And I will say this, I think that the one thing that Hughesville has done well or better than the Braves has been the driving layups. They've been making them. You know, Ryan Williams has gotten in there. Cam Leonard has gotten in for layups. John Piper's been going through. Scotty Miller. And if they would be able to make all of them, the Braves would be ahead. And I'm not asking to make all of them, but, you know, let's make half of them.
Well, and it's been a really – it was a really tough first half shooting for the Braves. I mean, there was one possession. They had 4 opportunities and came away with nothing.
These kids are scrappers. You know, just look at the guards in there rebounding. You know, Ryan Williams sneaks in, gets offside rebound sometimes, and sometimes he just plants himself right in front of the foul line because a lot of shots come off that way, and he gets them. You see Scotty Miller's not a big guy. He's in rebounding, and same way with Cam Leonard. All right, and you know, Johnny Piper and Caden Huffman, along with Trey Walls, they're all big guys. So I think they're doing a decent job on the boards.
Watching underneath, Coburn has been really battling with Huffman, and we haven't seen a lot of them in the latter part of the second period because both of them got into foul trouble.
Yeah, Coburn ended up getting two quick fouls on people driving on him. And if you remember, you said that, you know, the coach Tagliaferri was a little animated, you know, saying, put your arms straight up, don't reach out. And, boy, it's so true, but it's so difficult, you know, because a lot of times you want to reach out and try to block it there, when if you go straight up, you still might get a chance to block that. And in all the years I played, I can only remember three times that I listened.
You know, every young lady that played basketball for you at the JV level is going to hear that now and go, why didn't I know that then? I could have used that.
That's interesting. Dodging the reindeer here tonight, trying to get to Sunbury, and, of course, with the weather. And there was one of Santa's reindeer that got plastered right in front of me, okay?
No, don't say that.
It was bad, all right?
He's not talking about a real reindeer, all right? No. I just want to make sure that that's clear.
I'm using that as a...
It was rainy and he saw deer. That's what he was referring to.
And then, of course, the neat thing was when we were out for supper tonight, I ran into three of the girls that played on my last junior varsity team in 2013, and they are now graduated from college.
Well, after that, Chief's going to have a bad mark in the big book. We'll have to see if he gets a great big gold star. We'll talk to Santa. This is Braves Basketball on WKOK.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selinsgrove Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
Dylan Beaver fired in the three-pointer to end the first half. We'll get a chance to start the second half by inbounding at the half-court line.
Was that inappropriate that I told him he was playing well? I don't think it was.
I don't know.
I think he's playing great.
He is.
You know, so.
He is. And he thanked you for that, too. It'll be Williams, Leonard, Miller, Pfeiffer, and Hoffman for the Braves. Trevio Lenz will be in for... will be in for Hughesville. Also in for Hughesville is Kaiser, Coburn, and Beaver. And who am I missing?
Well, you just missed Scotty Miller fouling Coburn.
Heine right? was the other one I was missing, who just threw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, it seemed a little unfair matchup, Coburn with Scotty Miller. But it was they were pretty far out from the basket.
Coburn couldn't even see him.
Yeah,
he just looked right over top of him. Leonard with the basketball, finds Miller, goes over the left side to Williams. Williams with the basketball now, bounces it to Leonard in the near wing, attacking the basket to our right. Steps back for three, comes up a whisker short, tip around, and all black shirts under the basket.
Yeah,
and
they did a great job of boxing out the Braves.
Coburn now on the far wing, sends it underneath. Beaver off the window, missed it by a little bit. Backside rebound by Miller. Now Leonard with the basketball with 7:09 to go in the third period. Still a 10-point game. Pfeiffer sets up with a deep three. Short. Fighting for the rebound, and Heine comes up with it.
Yeah, Williams was in there rebounding, but he and Scotty Miller, but nobody else.
Minute gone by, still looking for the first points of the period, and wow, Colburn missed that one bad.
Almost threw the ball away, but nice save by Ryan Williams.
You're right. The Braves almost gave it right back to him. Williams will get it back from Pfeiffer with 6:40 to go here in the period. And a three-pointer from Hoffman. Back iron, no. Pfeiffer with a loose ball. He'll head fake, go right up again, and he'll get two from the line as he is fouled.
Well, John's 2 for 2 from the line tonight so far, Kevin. And that foul is on somebody that has a 2 in his number. Yes, sure. That is...
Or a 3 and a 5.
That's Bieber's third.
Pfeiffer to the line. He will bend the knees slightly and go back iron, no good.
I jinxed him.
You always yell at me for that. That's your fault this time.
I'm trying to get over the fact that it is a jinx.
You can't.
I know.
Every time you do, you end up doing it again. That's what happens for me anyway.
It's like stepping on a crack when you're walking on sidewalks
right.
And that stuff.
Bieber out now and Wolcock in. Second one by Pfeiffer rattles around and down. 45-36, 9-point Hughesville lead, 6:30 to go, third period.
7 points for Johnny Pfeiffer so far.
Championship game of the Macy Minier Tournament. Far side three, Heine hit it!
That's his third three, and that gives him 13 points here with 6:15 to go in the third quarter.
He was almost sitting on the bench when he hit that three.
Puts Hughesville up by 12, 48-36.
That is their largest lead of the evening. Remember, the third period was not great for the Braves last night. And there's a nice tip-out and attempted steal, but Pfeiffer comes up with a loose ball anyway.
Well, they missed Scotty Miller coming across.
Williams with the ball, guarded by Heine. Williams working his way in, lost the ball, feeds it underneath, and off the rim by Miller. And then the loose ball goes into the hands of Kaiser. 48-36. Hughesville with the lead. Driving in Wolcock. Wolcock will go far side. And banging home a three on the far wing is Kaiser. And Bill Ziegler wants a timeout as this one is now a 51-36 Hughesville lead.
I want you to stop and think. When you watch Hughesville shoot their threes, you almost know it's going to go in. They have missed very few of them, Kevin.
I'll tell you what. When Luke Kaiser fired that one up, everything in that was motion and flow. There was a flow to all of it. It was the stop, the jump, the release, and the way the ball dropped in the basket.
21 of the 51 points are from the 7 threes that they have.
Wow. Not to say that the Braves are not shooting threes. They are. It's just not at the times when Hughesville is.
Well, they have 6. They had 4 in the first quarter, and since then it's gotten. They have 5. Since then, it's gotten a little more, they haven't made it.
51-36. It is Hughesville leading Shikellamy. Did you get word on how the Lady Braves did today?
They won.
All right.
They beat Mackinac area, talking to the Minier girls. Melanie said that they won. I know they lost last night to Central Columbia in Central Columbia tournament.
In their tournament, that's
right. Yeah, and Allie also was here. Both of those are Macy Minier's daughters. One's a senior, and I believe one's a junior.
Shikellamy with a basketball, trying to win the Macy Minier tournament for the first time in its 3 years after skipping a year last year due to the high school basketball and high school sports shutdown in December. Driving in now is Miller. Miller throws it away. Tipped into the hands of Wolcock, and now back the other way. And
blocked
out of bounds
by
Williams.
Ryan Williams again with a block.
That's
his eye-hand coordination and the ability to move quickly is just amazing. He gets his hands on more of the opposition's basketballs than anybody. Well, right down the middle.
Blocked by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer rejects it. Leonard picks it up. He'll go to the bucket and misses the shot. It goes out of bounds.
No call.
He was looking for the call and didn't get it, and going hard into the pads. Head first was Kaiser, but he's going to get up and shake off a little bit of the cobwebs. Hughesville leading it 51-36 Billy's with 4:50 remaining.
Coach Ziegler's not going to get anywhere talking to the official on that one.
No. He was trying to figure out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now we're going to call a foul. All right.
Far side three from Kaiser. That one no good. Tipped around. Bruno comes up with a loose ball. They'll give it off to Piper with 4:33 to go in the third. Three-pointer on the way. Just a little bit long for Leonard. Put back. That one goes by Hoffman.
Caden up, and nice job by Caden to crash the boards, get the rebound, and go up strong with it. He picks 11.
There's a steal for Leonard. Leonard gets fouled this time, and he won't go to the line to shoot
a
pair.
No, they're not. They're going to put it on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's I don't know. It's tough. I mean, he's going to go up, and I guess he wasn't quite there. He was going to go up, but didn't get there.
When we're off the air, I'll give you a little history on that one official, okay? You notice he didn't talk to me when he was over here. We have a sorted pass.
I see that. Leonard with a three, misses it. Rimmed it right on out. Big rebound, though, for Kaiser. Hughesville with the basketball, playing very well right now with a 51-38 lead. Now driving in is Heine. Heine gets it to roll right over the top. Thought he got fouled, no whistle. He gets the loose ball back. Now we'll go far side. Driving in, trying an over-under move by Fetterman. No good. Here comes Pfeiffer with a three-on-three. Pfeiffer off the back iron and lays it right in the basket.
How do you make that?
I don't think there was any way that was going in.
He picked his dribble up just around, before
the
foul line. Yeah.
Feed underneath to Walcott. Stolen away by Pfeiffer. Controlled by Hoffman.
Well, Bruno actually got the first hit on that.
Now with the basketball is Williams. Williams goes to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now works his way in, spins to the inside, and will go to the line to shoot two. That one is a shooting foul.
Different official.
There was no way that was not going to be a shooting foul, quite frankly.
I'm being a jerk.
If I can see it, anybody can.
Now that's Wilcox's third foul.
And now they're going to have to make a decision and maybe bring back Coburn again.
You don't know where Coburn, Pennsylvania is?
I've heard of it. I've heard of it, James Coburn.
Yeah, well, this has nothing to do with James Coburn.
Oh.
That's John's 10th point.
It's also spelled differently, too.
Yeah.
Also, John has 10 points. John has 10.
All right. Trey Walsh is coming in now, too.
Pfeiffer has a career high 13. Happened late in the season last year.
I always thought John would be somebody that we could count on getting 20 once in a while.
Well, maybe it'll be tonight. Right now it's a 10-point game. Makes one.
That's both of them. He made the first one.
I'm sorry.
You have to start watching the game.
Well, no, I was looking at numbers and forgot the score had changed. There's a three-pointer, and it sits underneath the clock on the backboard.
You couldn't do that, Kevin, if you tried.
That is a half-court or full-court million-dollar shot in an NBA game.
I think they're coaching Coach Tag LaFerry. You should jump up there and get it.
I think he should.
All right. John Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer almost got it to go in the bucket. I've seen a lot of things hit that score clock. I've never seen one pinned between the clock and the backboard. That's a first here.
That's the equivalent of taking quarters and standing them straight up on a flat table.
Yeah.
All right. Unbelievable.
And bouncing them and having them stand straight up. Yeah. Pfeiffer now drives in and tried to pass it away. It was stolen away.
Great steal. That was a great steal by number 23.
Fenstermacher with the steal and a 9-point Hughesville lead. 2:45 to go here in the third.
He dropped right into the passing zone.
And a beautiful pass there and a double team by King to avoid it. But then the pass picked off by Leonard. Leonard moves to the left. Leonard goes up, and this one will be a foul.
Two-shot
foul.
Yep.
Huh. Not much different than the last one, but hey. Leonard now from the line. 9-point game. Foul is going to be number two on Fenstermacher. Team foul number four on the Spartans. First one is no good. Comes up short. Braves struggling from the line here from the end of the second period through.
We've notoriously
and Billy Ziegler will tell us, they probably shoot 100 foul shots every night, and everybody does well.
Yeah.
But we just have difficulty during the games.
That one rims in and out, no good. Wallace with a rebound. Leonard with a three. Back iron, no. And Coburn says that'll be enough opportunities for you. They'll go to the far side, now to King. Pass inside, tipped by Pfeiffer, controlled by Hoffman. Stolen then back by King.
And Pfeiffer stole it back.
Pfeiffer stole it right back. Pfeiffer has it, and he has his pocket pitched by Fenstermacher.
Nobody wants to hold on to the ball, Kevin.
Oh, my. Almost a stutter step there by King. Now Coburn has it, goes near side, three, Bieber, no good. Fight for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball with 1:54 to go here in the third, and Hughesville leading it 51-42.
You almost sounded like that former California announcer. Oh, my.
Dick Enberg?
Dick Enberg, yeah.
Love Dick Enberg.
Who didn't?
Dick Enberg had his retirement taken away from him because of an investment problem. I think he was in that big scandal, Ponzi scandal. That pass stolen away. King will take it all the way to the bucket and in. 53-42, back to 11 with a minute 35 to go here in the third. And Williams in some trouble, finds Hoffman. Hoffman will find Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will bring it across the line. Now back to Williams to reset the offense. They'll send it underneath and find Wallace. Wallace hard to the bucket, no good. Coburn with a big rebound, boxing out. Trevi Lades coming in with a basketball. And in the corner for
got
three.
A piece of it.
Got blocked
yeah,
by Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer got a piece of it, Kev.
Shikellamy with a basketball in the minute five. Pfeiffer has it. He'll go to the lane and drop it in for two. 40. Make that 53-44 under a minute to go in the third.
Unofficially 13 for John Pfeiffer.
And Coburn, big move underneath. Just gets right by both big men for the two.
And Carter with his seventh point.
Back to 11 now, as Williams will bring it up. Finds Hoffman, top of the key, Wallace. Now right side, Williams underneath. Tip down in the hands of Hoffman. Trying to make the save. Hughesville can't do it. Three-pointer on the way. And Williams hit it from the near wing. Trade the two for a three.
You see how he sets his feet, squares his shoulders, and just gets a nice shot off.
Now Hughesville will set up and play for the last shot with 15 seconds remaining. 55-47, Hughesville leading it. Three-pointer on the way, rattles in and out, no good. Fetterman missed it. Rebound, Pfeiffer with six. Pfeiffer with five across the half-court line. Behind the back dribble, and it was a carry with three. Coaching staff for Shikellamy livid on that one, but you saw it. It happened more or less right in front.
I thought he carried the ball when he
brought it behind his back.
When you bring it around.
He kind of palmed it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Now, if you're certain NBA guards, you can get away with that.
You can do that, right. There's a long three that is no good at the buzzer. So at the end of three, it is Hughesville 55, Shikellamy 47. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Final 8 minutes on the board to decide who wins the 2021 Macy Meneer tip-off tournament. 55-47, Hughesville leading Shikellamy here in the final stanza.
Only 8 points difference, Kevin. At one point it was up to 12, wasn't it?
It was. It was indeed.
I'm enjoying watching this game. You know, there's games where, you just, one team just out-hustles the other. Both teams are just playing very aggressive, hard-fought basketball.
This game looks like it's mid-season, not
second game of the year. I agree with you 100%, Kevin.
You know, the shooting maybe has been a little skeptical early on, but Pfeiffer with a three from the wing, missed it by a whisker. Hoffman gets the rebound, outlets to Pfeiffer again. Pfeiffer drives the lane and puts that one up, rattles it home. 55-49, a six-point lead for Hughesville with 7:30 to go.
I want you to tell him that's 15 for John, which is a
career high. Pass inside, tipped by Hoffman and controlled by Hoffman. Here comes Pfeiffer back the other way. Pfeiffer works his way in, puts one off the window and in! Pfeiffer taking control with a four-point deficit now, 7:10 to go.
That was pretty.
And a hard-fought Bieber tried to get it away to Kaiser, and he lost it in front of the
Scotty bench. Scotty Miller came up and like he was shot out of a cannon to try to get the ball, and that caused both guys on that side to kind of get disillusioned, and they threw the ball out of bounds.
Hughesville takes a full timeout. That lead that once was 12 got cut to 9, now is down to 4 with 7:04 to go here in this one. And this one well worth the price of admission for both nights.
You got it, Kev. This is a good basketball game.
We thank you for joining us on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Online at WKOK.com and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Just starting the winter sports season here on WKOK. Penn State losing to Michigan State earlier today out in East Lansing with Steve Williams and Dick Girardi. We will have more winter sports coming up next week with a dual basketball and wrestling broadcast. Steve Williams will have the wrestling team opening up their dual meet season against State College here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. That'll be on WKOK.com on Tuesday night, while we will be on News Radio 1070 WKOK at Sealands Grove as the Braves open up Heartland Conference play and the Seals open up basketball play for 2021-22.
Took Coburn out of the game. I think they're going to give him a blow here to get him some rest. You know, now I think we're going to come up. Who's in better shape?
You're right. Oh, there's a pass that Leonard just completely missed. And it is coming back the other way, and making the bucket there is Travier Lenz.
That's 7 for him.
Travier Lenz with the basket there makes it a 6-point game once again.
So obviously a good call for a timeout by the coach from Hughesville.
What would you expect? Tag McFerry's been around the game a long, long time. Pfeiffer might have gotten away with one there. He put one up and in, 57-53. Might have gotten away with a shoulder duck there.
19 for John, Kevin.
Ravioli's.
You were like a sage. You said he might get 20 tonight.
Backside off the rim. Bieber no good. Fight for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball. A 4-point game with 6:07 remaining. Hughesville still leading it.
Well, they're going to put some pressure on here.
Braves have had some problems with that here tonight. Hoffman gets it in.
I think once they get the ball in, they've been okay. You know, it's the fact of getting that ball in. Yeah.
Right. Pfeiffer now with the basketball. He's going to try and go in the paint. Now kicks it out to Leonard, top of the key. Leonard says, okay, my turn. He gets blocked. And Trevor Leeds will have the basketball, working his way in, comes up short, and will be fouled on the way in. He'll get 2 from the line with 5:47 remaining here in the ball game.
You know, neither one of these teams, okay, let's walk it up the court and let's set up our offense. Everything is just, boom, on a transition. That's 3 on John Pfeiffer.
Trevor Leeds at the basket or at the foul line now. In and out, no good.
Kind of pushed that one, I thought, Kevin.
And now Calburn will come into the ball game. He'll check in for Bieber.
Ryan Williams back in.
Yep, Wallace is back out for Shikellamy. Second one is no good. Pfeiffer gets it with 5:45 to go in the game. 4-point game. Pfeiffer now working his way to the baseline. Stops about 10 feet. Comes up short. Loose ball picked up then by King. I'm sorry, Wolcott.
Well, John's been hot, but I think now he's got to let the other guys get in on the offense.
Starting to draw a crowd.
Yeah, he's drawing a big crowd.
Trevor leads with the basketball inside. They'll get it back out to him now. Well, King on the far wing. Now to the near wing, near corner three. That one no good.
Good rebound.
And a big rebound by Hoffman. Lost it. Williams
got
gets
numbers.
It. Here comes Shikalimi back with a 4-on-3. Pfeiffer working. Bounces off a player. In and out. No good. Calvert had it. Lost it. Foul coming on Williams. Williams is all over the court right now.
He reminds me a lot of, one of those guys that you love when he's on your team. But he was on the other team. He's always, you bring the ball down, he gets it.
Tyler Pratt was a guy like that. He was all over the court.
They're similar in size, except Tyler was a little stockier.
Pfeiffer now out for this one, and Wallace is in. Still a four-point lead with five to go here in the game. Hughes over the basketball and a 57-53 lead. On the far side, Hughesville starting to fall in love with that three-point play a little bit too much maybe for Coach Tagg's feeling.
I'm surprised they've got Coburn in there again. They haven't tried to move it into him yet. He'll get loose sooner or later.
Not even the basketball now comes to the near side to Trevor Leeds.
The Braves are playing his zone.
And they'll bounce it inside to the big man now. Coburn with a fadeaway, in and out, no good. And a big rebound
nice
by Wallace.
Job by
good
Trey
box
Wallace.
Out. Boxed out Wilcox, and Wilcox still almost came down with it. Hoffman now starting in. Finds Leonard. Leonard running the baseline. Leonard off the window short. Wallace had it for a second. Then it got ripped out of his hands by Wilcox. 4:05 to go. Hughesville with it. Three-pointer far side. Heine. Backside rebound.
Trey
no good.
With the rebound.
Wallace will get it on the backside.
He was on the floor down here after that. Tried to get that board, and he got up and went down and got the rebound. Good hustle by Trey Wallace. We're going to have a timeout by the Braves, Kevin.
And it will be a timeout with 3:54 remaining, still 57-53. Hughesville leading this one by four. They have led the biggest part of the game, led by as many as 10 to start, then 12 early part of the second half. Braves did outscore them, 12-10 in the third period.
The Braves did have one time when they were ahead, 11-10, remember?
Well, they were in one tie, I believe, too.
Yeah. Kevin, I feel much more comfortable sitting on the side of the basketball court than I do 150 yards at the bat football games. And you know what? These guys don't have helmets on.
No.
So you actually can see the expressions
You're
on
right.
their faces.
That's true.
We went to the football bank when we thanked the Football Booster Club for inviting both of us and for the lovely gifts they gave us.
Absolutely.
All right? You see the guys without their helmets on, you don't recognize them. Now, that may sound like a stupid statement.
I've said that for years. I do not, and there's so many more of them than there are for basketball, and fewer games as well. That short by Pfeiffer, rattles around by Wallace, can't get it to drop. Hughesville comes up with it as Calvert. It will outlet down to Beaver.
Missed opportunity again.
Far side, Beaver will get it back on the far wing. Got to watch him. He's a three-point hot hand tonight.
I think all these kids on the point for Hughesville
are
able to hit the three.
You're right. They get it into Colburn again. He will make a move inside. Overshot the basket. Pfeiffer on the backside. He'll take it down with 3:18 to go. Here comes Williams. Williams puts one off the window in the tree.
Wasn't that pretty? That was pretty. All right.
Two-point game with 3:05 to go. And now Fetterman will slow things down a bit.
The Braves aren't going to let him.
Almost
put the pressure on the outside.
Over to the near side, Fetterman. Fetterman inside to Calvert. Calvert had it ripped out of his hands. They'll go top of the key to Beaver. Now into the near side. Fetterman thought about a three. He's going to run the baseline, go to Calvert. Calvert with a two. That was a smart move by Fetterman. Really good move.
Yeah, nice job getting the ball to him. All right, Coburn just stood right in the middle.
I thought he was going to try and take the three, and he didn't. That was definitely the right choice. Four-point game now, 2:25 remaining. Wallace on the inside gives it back out to Pfeiffer. Three, got it! 59-58 with 2:15 to go as Pfeiffer adds to a career high.
22.
And there's a timeout by Tagliaferri.
I'm going to start calling you Nostradamus. Because we said, whenever I said I thought John would be one of those guys that we get 20 points from once in a while, he said, well, probably tonight.
We passed them in the walkway coming in, and I said, shoot the ball tonight. He's done that. And then some.
Not only you're Nostradamus, but you're now his shooting coach.
Well, we've had a lot of fun in football season, too.
Oh, yeah.
I poked fun at him. You mentioned the banquet. I poked fun because he has what we believe is the longest play from scrimmage.
Yeah.
In the, 83-yard touchdown reception against Mount Carmel. And I thought he was going to run out of gas at about the 5-yard line. But he did. He had enough to make it all the way in. So we were kind of joking about that throughout the season. And when I passed it there, I said, go get it and shoot the ball. And he goes, I'm going to try. Well, he's
22.
Done that. He's
22.
Done that by far tonight.
Yep.
2:08 remaining in this one, 59-58. Possession hour in favor of Hughesville. There have been so many timeouts in this game, I can't think either team has more than two.
I see something on Hughesville's team that I didn't see last night. They look a little stressed, okay?
Well, they had a fairly easy go with South Williamsport, who ends up finishing third in this tournament.
No, folks, make no mistake about it. Hughesville is a very good basketball team.
Absolutely right.
And they play with a lot of confidence.
Underneath, pass is tipped. They get it back out to the top of the key. Now to the near side, Heine. They'll go to the Beaver on the far wing with a minute 55 to go. Trevor leads with the basketball.
They're going to run a lot of time off the
clock
here, Kevin.
They're trying to weave it a little bit.
They're going to try to get the Braves. There's a nice move.
And a beautiful move gets Beaver inside for two. 61-58 with a minute 38 to go. Braves need every possession right now. Pfeiffer on the top of the key. Finds Leonard. Leonard to the left side. Williams open. Three! Just a little short. Big rebound by Calvert.
Boy, he didn't miss that by much.
Calvert, rather.
Braves are going to have to really now get after it.
Now they're going to, and they've got plenty of fouls to give. Coburn underneath, okay. Fouled, and he makes the basket. And that's what you don't want to do when you're trying to foul somebody.
That was a nice move by Carter. He had the ball on the right side underneath the basket. Nobody was on the opposite side. He took a dribble, got on the other side, turned his shoulders, and went up strong, and he got fouled by John Pfeiffer.
Coburn very hard to the basket on that one. And that makes it now a five-point game. This will make it a six-point lead if he can finish it off.
Yeah, Carter Coburn with 11 points right now, Kevin.
And misses the dozen. Hoffman with it. Five-point game yet with a minute 9 to go. Underneath, they try to get it to Hoffman. Hoffman over to the corner now to Leonard. Leonard will run the baseline, run out of real estate, and he pops it in anyway from 12 feet out. It's a three-point game.
Braves have some kids that can score this year, Kevin.
Indeed. Lots of fouls to give. Loose ball tipped around. And Hughesville lost it out of bounds,
no,
but it's off Chickalee.
They gave it to Hughesville.
Wow, that was devastating for a minute there.
I would love to have a mic on Nick Tagliaferri.
He's fun.
We know how Billy Ziegler is. We just need another one, all right? Another head coach.
My. And there's the foul as Leonard comes down a little hard on Coburn.
They had to do that. They got.
Yeah.
They can't let him run any more time.
They got two more fouls, or one more to give before they put him on the line.
Yeah.
That's team foul number 5. 36 seconds to go. It's a three-point game. So they'll run around again with 31, and there's the foul with 30.2. That will be foul number 6.
That's Ryan's fourth foul. So now he cannot foul anybody, and that's it. Yeah, everybody else is below 5.
That is Williams' fourth. You are correct. Well, inbound now, and who will they foul? Will they get a chance to? Beaver has it out front with 23 seconds. A one-possession game. Hoffman will commit the foul and send Trevor Leeds on the line.
Well, Nick Trevor Leeds, second time to the line, Kevin. But this is a one-on-one situation.
And that, as you said, will be foul number 3. Braves will take a timeout now. And this will be a full timeout. So with 20.5 to go, Hughesville has the possession arrow. They'll be at the line to shoot a 1-1, leading at 63-60. A key first one right here for Trevilies.
Sure is, Kevin. And if he makes no matter if it's he makes both of them or he misses them or makes one, it's still a two-possession
game.
Right,
that's what I said. That first one, as you were just alluding to there, huge to get this one. To make this a two-possession game. Two-possession game with 20.5 makes you feel a little bit better little if you're Hughesville. But I'll tell you what, both of these teams have played outstanding basketball tonight. And this looks like a playoff game the way these guys are playing right now, not game number two of 22.
Now, I'm sure that these kids are pretty familiar with each other because they do play a lot of summer. All right. But I think Hughesville sometimes gets up into a winter sport league. I think you made a very good point. You said this is not like the first weekend of the season basketball. This is like watching guys that have been playing a lot of games.
Big first one coming. No good. Loose ball. Pfeiffer has it. Pfeiffer's going to bring it back. It's a three-point game. Pfeiffer will go hard to the bucket. He'll get it in. 62-63. Now they got a foul again, and they'll quickly foul Kaiser.
Well,
wow. It looked like Hughesville was going to get the loose ball, and then it just got ripped out of his hands. I think I was trying to see who it was that got it ripped out of his hands. It happened so quickly.
1-1.
I think it was actually Heine that had it for a second. First one up, no good. Braves have a chance with Williams. Down by one with seven. Here comes Leonard, spins, fires it up. No good, he traveled. The basket would have counted. And a full timeout by Shikellamy with 3.3 to go. The basket would have been good.
Remember, yes. When we're off the air, I will tell you something.
63-62. Oh, my.
That I thought we were going to get a good basket and a foul shot. Instead, they called
and
traveling.
Instead, it went the other way.
How do you call traveling when there's four guys surrounding the guy that has the ball? I'm not going to go any farther than that. But if you remember,
it's a legitimate question.
He was in the corner. He drove to the right side of the box on the right side, and that's where everybody collapsed on him, and that's when he put the ball up. And yet they go, and I just can't see how you could see all those feet.
63-62, 3.3 to go. Possession arrow in favor of Hughesville. Hughesville will have the ball underneath the Shikellamy basket. Bill Ziegler trying to draw something up on the defensive side that gets them an opportunity to get a steal and throw the ball into the basket. I don't know if you can foul quick enough to get another shot.
I think you're right, Kevin. I don't think you can.
Here we go. Can the Braves deny the inbound? Can Hughesville hang on? They have had the lead the majority of this game. It has been a dandy. Kaiser inbounds. Quick foul with 2.7 to go. And Trevilines will be at the line. Again, 2.7, and this is a 1-1 again. Question is, do the Braves have any timeouts? I don't think they do. I don't think they have a timeout left. I think that's what Bill Ziegler was just asking Dave McDermott.
Hughesville wants a timeout.
Hughesville does have one, though, so they will have an opportunity to talk this one over. And that will do it for Hughesville. They have no timeouts remaining. You've used every second of this one and then some. Let's take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
63-62. Hughesville leading this one by one with 2.7 remaining. Had a 10-point lead to start the game. Shikellamy had their only lead when they went on an 11-0 run and made it 11-10. The Spartans were able to get a 12-point lead late in the second, early in the third. Braves have come back from that, but this has been everything you'd ask for in a championship game.
That's great, great game. Great start to the season. Great start. You know, remember I talked about all those missed foul shots in the first half?
Yeah.
Look at the score.
You're right. At the end of that, in that second period, you are absolutely correct. 2.7 to go. Trevelyan's at the line. He has missed earlier. This place is getting loud, and it's only about half capacity. Shot on the way. It is good. Actually, if he makes this, it might play in the Braves' favor because they won't start the clock. So a make here might actually help Shikalimi.
Best thing you could do is hit the front of their rim.
True. Second one up. That one's good. So the Braves need a three to tie this one. 65-62. Pfeiffer, a three-point shooter with success tonight. Leonard has had success from outside the arc tonight. Williams has had success outside the arc tonight.
Caden can run the baseline.
Caden has the inbounds with 2.7. He's got to get it to at least half court. Pfeiffer has it about half. 2-1. And it's stolen away, and that'll do it. What a game. The Braves had an opportunity and a big steal by Carter Coburn. We'll seal this one up for Hughesville. 65-62. This is Braves basketball on WKOK and the Sunbury Broadcasting app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and it's our Big Finish sales event all month long, and we're doing it big.
We are closing out all 2021 inventory with huge Black Friday discounts all month long.
Troy, we also have 0% financing on new 2022 Ram trucks. Now, that's a huge deal. Plus, we have great deals on new inventory arriving daily.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Jack Frost has put a chill in the air, and Santa is on his way. As you take time to celebrate the holidays with your family, let our family make sure you're protected from the unexpected. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, may this holiday season bring you and your families lots of love, joy, laughter, and peace.
Some people say you can't change the world. At Lackawanna College, we believe you can. With in-demand programs like Medical Assistant, we help prepare you for a career in a field where you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. At Lackawanna College's Sunbury campus, we're not here to change the world. We're here to change you. So maybe you can change the world. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. Get started today at lackawanna.edu.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hughesville hangs on for a 65-62 win here in the Macy Minear Championship game. And boy, I'll tell you what, for a minute, it looked like either team was going to take home the trophy. Braves had an opportunity as time was winding down, and a great steal by Carter Calburn sealed the deal for Hughesville on this one. By the way, from Fox Sports Radio, which we'll be going back to here in just a moment, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young gives the program back-to-back wins in the Heisman, 4 in team history overall, all of which happened since 2009. That is your Dan Patrick stat of the day tomorrow, or a Monday, no doubt. 65-62, Shikalimi falling to Hughesville in what is probably the most entertaining game we might have seen in a long time, in at least a year.
Well, we, you know, last the District 6, District 4
championship game was a great game to watch if you were a Shikellamy fan.
Right, but it wasn't
tonight,
a close game.
Tonight, this was a great game to watch if you were a fan. Yep.
Absolutely correct. And they'll present the trophy and announce the all-tournament team, and we'll try and stick around and get you those names as well. Although I don't believe anybody from South Williamsport or Greenwood has stuck around for that.
I did see their coaches give their ballots in.
That's
the thing I never liked a lot about when you were in situations like that. If you played the first game, you were in a championship game, you left. But what they do is if they give anything out, they'll send it to the school.
We'll give you an opportunity to run down some of the numbers. John Piper with a career-high 24 in the loss for the Braves.
Yeah, the Braves with three in double figures again, Kevin. John Piper with 24 and Cam Leonard with 15 and Caden Upland with 11. And let's throw in the other starter, Ryan Williams, with 9. So they almost had, Scotty Miller had 3. They almost had 4 starters in double figures. The Braves were 11 for 21 from the foul line, which is a shade under 50%, probably about 46%. They had 7 threes, okay? So that is big. If you go on,
it's been a long time since the Braves have shot that well from three-point land.
Yeah, Dylan Bieber had 15, Josh Heine had 13, and Carter Coburn had 11, so they also had 3 in double figures.
And then you had 2 guys that almost made double figures that came in off the bench.
How about all 3 of them? Kizer had 8, Trevelides had 9, and so did Wilcock had 9. Amazingly, they did not shoot foul shots while down in the end of the game. They were 9 for 18, 50%.
But the last two
they were
by Trevelides was absolutely huge.
They had missed.
He had to make the first.
They had missed 5 in a row in the fourth quarter.
He had to make the first one to be able to get in and make the final kind of close this one off. And, of course, that forces Shikellamy with 2 seconds. It was about 2.7, I believe, on the clock at that time. Forced them to basically run the full court. Now, in hindsight, Chief, I ask you this question. As a coach, you know, and from a fan standpoint, you always sit there and think, okay, if you make the second one after you've made the first one, they're going to get the ball, but they have time to get set up. As a fan, you look at that and go, well, why not just throw the ball at the rim and not give them the opportunity to set up Shikellamy had with that second free throw being made? Do you do that? Do you think about that? Do you tell your player to do that, or do you just let him shoot?
Some coaches will tell them to do that, but they want that ball to hit the rim and come straight down. They don't want that ball to bounce back.
Right.
And then I think what Coach Ziegler, which Coach Tag Ferry wanted to do, was he wanted to give his defense time to set up.
That's a good point, because
if that ball hits the rim and comes down, everybody's discombobulated all over the place.
That's a good point.
Make one good pass out of there and you get it to half court, the Braves are in business.
That's a very good point. And we're going to try and pick up the our public address announcer here in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce the Ace Mayor Tournament All-Star roster. These are 5 players that were chosen by the coaches, who represented some of the qualities and the most in sportsmanship, competition, and athleticism. First, from Greenwood, Tyler Sherman. From South Williamsport, Lee Havilar. From Shikellamy, John Piper. From Hughesville, Carter Coburn.
Yeah, Carter!
And also from Hughesville, Josh Heine.
My Josh, yeah!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Amy Namir here now to officially present the winning team, the Hughesville, with the Macy Manier Tournament Championship.
And that That's indeed what she is doing.
They are the Hughesville Spartans.
So the Spartans will get the championship trophy. Braves put one on the tournament team. Hughesville with two on the tournament team as well. As we wrap things up here from Shikellamy. Chief, your final thoughts as we get ready to get into conference play on Tuesday night already against Selinsgrove Grove in a rivalry game.
It's a good game to have before you start down at Selinsgrove on the road. I knew Coach Bill Ziegler's happy that they played well, but he was that close to winning the tournament, and that's the part that you think about. What a lot of what-ifs and that stuff. So,
and the Braves have yet to win this tournament in the 3 years that it's been here.
Yeah, exactly.
They have been close a couple of times, but a former Brave won it as a coach.
That's right. That would be Ryan.
Ryan Ludwig.
Ryan Ludwig, yeah.
He won it when he brought up Wyomissing.
Who? Did they win the state championship in football? They were in 5A. I don't know.
I missed it. I didn't get the chance to see
today.
That final yet.
It was today, so I'm not sure.
I was getting ready for this, and I didn't get a chance to watch that one. But So Hughesville with a good win here tonight and a really solid way to start their season, 65-62 over the Shikellamy Braves. We'll be back with you on Tuesday night. Again, we'll be on WKOK. Steve Williams will be here in the field house for the Braves wrestling opener against State College in, what was that, the Big 7?
I think it's Big Seven. Yeah.
I'm like Big Six, Big Seven. I think Big Six because I'm thinking about spinning the wheel at carnivals, but I think it's the Big Seven.
Or Pick Six when you're playing the lottery.
Right, which I never win at that either, but that's a whole other topic. Once again, our final score, Hughesville 65, Shikellamy 62. Braves fall to 1-1 on the season. They'll be back on the radio Tuesday night at Selinsgrove, 7:15 will be our start time on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Braves Basketball, a WKOK Sports presentation.